Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree. And then you're bound to see my other side.
Fuck are you?
Me? Trouble.
Your money. Cash. Now!
But that's about all there is on that.
That's it?
I use a debit card.
Jesus.
I didn't find anything. What about his watch?
Is this worth something?
To me, it is.
Take it.
Give me your ring. Give me your fucking ring. Hey! Hey! Hey, get off him! No! Get off him! Stop it! I thought if I was fucking stupid!
Let him go, son. said let him go.
Hey!
What? What?
Please stop! Just take what you want to go, please. Just
shut up!
Let's get out of here. Baby, let's go!
You picked the wrong fucking house. Just fuck.
Shut up!
What the fuck, Dad?
I let this happen. My beautiful wife, beautiful kids, my home broken into with a friggin'.
Mr. Mantle.
Excuse me?
So that's how they got in, huh? Using a pizza box?
Yeah.
And the golf club? Did you even take a swing?
She had it.
Could have taken her, Dad.
Look, you did the right thing, Mr. Mantle.
You know, if that was my family, we're gonna get out of your hair. You just leave that garage door closed, okay?
Dad.
Hey, kiddo. You couldn't sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. You scared?
Why would I be? You're here.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah?
We need a cat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
I have to do a report on a veteran for history class. Think I could just interview you?
Yeah, sure, son. Yeah, I was an auditor, so kind of a nobody. That makes for a pretty dry story.
Yeah, I really don't care. Just want to finish up the project and call it a day.
What about your Uncle Charlie? He was a real soldier. I didn't mean.
No, your mom's right.
You know what? I actually already left him a message. Try again later.
That's right, Grandpa. He actually saw some action.
Yeah, maybe.
Have a great day.
Oh, and, you missed the garbage. Oh. I took all the coffee. Have a good day, Hutch.
You too.
All right, kids, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Hey, heard you had some excitement last night.
Yeah, it was just,
Man, I wish they'd have picked my place, you know? I could have used the exercise.
That's new.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, the old man croaked. He didn't have much to leave, but at least I got something out of it.
Honey, come on. Gotta go.
I'm sorry for your loss.
There's nothing there to mourn, man. Pretty slick, though, huh? The 72 Challenger, 4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find the fuck out.
So,
good morning, Charlie.
Did I hear right?
Depends who you talk to.
Well, your boy called.
Then yeah, you heard right.
Now he says that you had the drop on one of them. Why didn't you take him out? I mean, shit, it's child's play.
I was just trying to keep damage to a minimum.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Everybody's safe, so...
Jesus! All right. Safety's on. No, wait. Oops. Yeah. There, see? Now, there's nothing that turns out the lights right quick like a fucking bullet to the brain, man. So, take it.
I don't want it.
It ain't a matter of want, Hutch. It's the principle of need. So, keep my sister safe, bro.
I take it Becca called you.
She did. All right, I'm thinking you did the best thing you could. I mean, you being you.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Look, let's talk about you want to buy this place. You really want to get rid of me and Charlie that bad?
Eddie, you have family. I just want you to enjoy your retirement and Charlie his youth. It's a fair offer.
But not a great one, you know. Look, I built this place up from nothing with my hands. If I'm gonna sell it, I want it to be a goddamn great offer, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want with this place anyway?
Guess I just want something that's mine, you know?
I do. Hey, Hutch. I'm rooting for you.
Sounded good.
How long you been listening?
Long enough to know you're getting mighty good at that.
Shit. when you're officially dead, you got a lot of free time on your hands, you know?
Rough life.
So tell me about last night.
Word travels fast, huh?
Look, if they know, I know, you know?
There were two of them, a man and a woman, late 20s, I'd say. They were scared, desperate. She had a gun.
What kind?
It was an old 38 special. Had electrical tape on the handle. It was a Smith & Wesson. Hadn't been shot in a long while. It was, empty.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Now I know why you didn't do what you didn't do. What'd they get?
Not much, just a couple bucks.
Well, I guess it could have been worse, man.
Yeah.
Look, I know what you're thinking about, and I wish you wasn't. Don't do nothing stupid, you hear me?
Hey, Dad. You been eating?
What? You okay?
I'm okay.
You don't look okay. Do you remember who he used to be, Archie? I do.
Hey, buddy. How was school?
Fine.
Hey, sweetheart. Come on, help out. How's the day?
It was what
it was. I can't find it.
Ugh. You can't find what?
My kitty cat bracelet.
Where was it?
In here. They couldn't have stolen that, would they?
I'm sure it'll turn up somewhere.
Let's go do it.
Life is a bitch.
Agent Mansell, FBI. I'm looking
for... Mansell.
What?
Your ID is a badge. Expired by about 20 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that ain't you in the photo. So? Who are you?
I'm just a man. I was looking for someone.
Yeah, well, you probably shouldn't flash cheese like that around here, bro.
There are three types of people who, as you say, flash cheese. People who don't know any better, people who are seeking to intimidate, and people like me who wish with every fiber of their being that someone would try to take it from them.
Thank you for your service.
You too, old timer.
So any takers?
How can I help you?
Send me in the direction of this person.
Rico huele, mi amor.
Huele barato.
No es la comida, es la compañía.
Ya deja.
I speak, you listen. You know why I'm here. Because I'm a good man. I'm a family man. Most of all, I'm a man who did not deserve your gun in his face. Now, the watch. The kitty cat bracelet.
Give me the goddamn kitty cat bracelet, motherfucker!
What are you talking to me? I swear to God, I don't know!
The goddamn bracelet.
I'll help you find it! Whoa, please, man! I don't know where it is! I swear to God, I don't know!
Say God doesn't close one door without opening another. Please, God, open that door.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive.
What do we have here?
I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Daring to try.
This girl's gonna get home safe tonight. I hope these assholes like hospital food.
I've gotta be me. Daring to try to do it or die. I've gotta be. Me.
A girl alone on a bus at night?
It's fucking stupid.
It's stupid,
hey,
right?
Guys.
What are you still doing here, old man?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yo, I got it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry about the mess.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. It's been a hell of a day.
I can see that.
Just like old times, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I miss you.
I'm right here, Hutch. I'm always right here.
I know. Tonight, I was thinking...
About what?
About... Becca. Embraced in far too long. We haven't shared a kiss in we haven't had sex in months. We haven't made love in years. You seem so far away. I know that's unfair to put it like that. I miss you. Remember who we used to be? I do.
Right. господа! Вы довольны безопасностью общака?
Довольны, довольны. Хотя есть некоторые нюансы.
Вот какого хера у тебя уголек в команде?
Ты прави слова. Деснами будешь улыбаться.
Возможно, Павлик немножко другого оттенка кожи. Но он такой же русский, как мы с вами.
Олимпиада, Москва, 50-й год. Мой отец был эфиопом. Стайром.
И что, добился успеха?
Да, пофиг. Пил нас мамки, ты как хотите.
Вот он и выкрутился.
Ну ладно, ладно, с Отелло все понятно. Юлиан, твои песни и пляски немного не соответствуют человеку, который отвечает за наши бабки. Не внушают серьезного доверия. Ты сечешь?
Юлик, я просто...
Ты знаешь, кто это был?
Просвети.
Держатель 3% общака.
Какая жалость.
Тогда эти проценты наши.
Здоровье.
Sir, we are monitoring his vitals, but the damage to his brain is...
Она, Федька.
Она.
Какого черта он вообще делал в автобусе?
Если нет, думаешь, это как-то связано с общаком?
А все так или иначе связано с общаком. Сколько нам еще с ним нянчиться?
Пару дней.
Вечность. Who did this to my brother?
There was a man. He attacked us unprovoked.
One man! Are you fucking with me?
No, sir. No,
don't
sir.
You lie to me! Don't 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 you fucking lie to me!
I'm not lying to you, I swear.
Julian? Please don't get more mad. You hate it, Teddy.
Your words may be correct, but they are no less unwise. Что поделаешь? Родных не выбирают.
Не выбирают.
How can I find this man?
Like shit.
You should see the other guys. When you made that tackle, that was a good takedown. You had my back, and I'm proud of you.
Morning.
Morning. Hutch here.
Last night, that was you, huh?
I thought we said no landlines.
Relax. I got 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll go.
So. How did it feel?
Like Salvation Day.
Yeah, I bet. Look, I'm happy that your relapse make you feel so good, but now you got a fucking problem.
Yeah?
One of those guys was the brother of Yulian Kuznetsov, and you don't want to fuck with him, Hutch. I'm serious. Ask the barber, he knows.
It was an isolated incident, sir.
Yulian Kuznetsov, ask the barber.
Who was that?
Just a distributor of ours. Hey, I have an idea. How about I make that lasagna that you love tonight? You know, from scratch, like I used to. It's been a while.
Lasagna!
I'd really like that.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Mansell, it has been some time.
That it has.
What, pray tell, may we do for you, good sir?
What can you tell me about Yulian Kuznetsov? Am I really now that predictable?
From where I sit, Mr. Mansell, everyone is. Short story long, he's as bad as they come. A connected, funded sociopath with resources to make things complicated.
So he's a bad guy. Has he got any hobbies?
Collects art to the tune of 8 or 9 figures.
Anything good?
Fuck if I know. But what I do know is if he doesn't know who you are yet, he will soon.
What have you got for me?
I found his dad. He's got him at a nursing home downtown.
That's not much.
I wouldn't worry about this Hutch guy. Your man here looks to be as vanilla as they come.
If you can't recognize a wolf in sheep's clothing, I question the viability of your employment here.
I have a friend at the Pentagon. I'll keep looking. One blackmail package coming up.
Fuck. What?
And if he can't take care of a loose end like you, he'd have to give up his share of the obshack.
The obshack?
Think of it like the 401k of the Russian mob. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in cash, perpetually on the move. And Yulian is the current babysitter. That said, he's more than a bit weary of this life. I think if he had his way, he'd probably walk away.
The Ruben obshack.
Interest you in some wine?
Yes, please.
I am also interested.
Nope.
Who wants some? Yes. Right there. Go.
Hey, how about we all head to Italy this summer? We've always talked about going back.
Oh, I'd love that. But, can we afford it?
I guess the real question is, can we afford not to?
Well,
That would be wonderful. Because, yeah. You know, Rome is where Mom and Dad met. You know, Mom and Dad fell in love. Possibly one of the children.
Everybody gets to the basement.
What?
Right now. Let's go. Move.
What is
Move.
Dad, what?
Right now.
What's happening? Hutch, you're
Move.
Scaring me.
Go.
What is going on?
Get the door,
on?
Son.
Is this a game? Yeah.
Yes, is this a game, Hutch?
I like games.
Hutch, what is happening?
Don't call 911.
Куда? К врачу.
Сначала товар на базу. Там и Ранкин сдать поедет.
Ранкин, ты охерел!
Ладно.
Прохладно.
Hey, I never met a black Russian before.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Who the hell are you?
Nobody. Short story long, I used to be what they call an auditor for those three-letter agencies. An auditor, as in the last guy any organization wants to see at their door. I couldn't arrest anyone, so I used to make sure that there was no one left to arrest.
Thing I had to go do, it escalated. Heads up, okay?
You gotta give me something.
I will. But not now. I need to take care of this.
What is this?
It is what it is. This is me. Becca, I love you, but I need you to trust me right now. Okay, blind for the last time. I promise.
Deal with us then. I'll take the kids somewhere safe.
Was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Cool down, Papa, don't
you?" Well, fellas, here we are. I know your boss sent you here, but you gotta know when to say no. A couple of chapters back, there was this guy named Alan. Aaron. No, it was Alan. Alan skimmed about
$3 million from a U.S. military base in Rivolto, Italy, and his prize was me looming over him with a Walther PPK.
No, wait. It was a suppressed H&K USP-45 at the back of his head. And he started begging, like they all do, and I usually pulled the trigger before the waterworks began, but this time I listened. I heard a man who genuinely regretted his choices and wanted nothing more than to shed his wolf skin and return to the pasture as a lamb. I quietly let Alan go. A year later, I went back to check on him, fully expecting to find him back onto the fold. Alan was living in Boise, Idaho. He had a wife. She came with two kids. They had another on the way. They had a dog. He was working 9 to 5. Nothing there to skim. And he was smiling like a goddamn Buddha. Motherfucker! I am not a jealous guy, but in that moment, I wanted what Alan had. So I told my bosses I was out of the game. They were not happy to hear it. They didn't believe I could do it. I gave it my all. I really did. It was good. It was better than I expected. I might have overcorrected. But sneaky devil. Fucking kitty cat bracelet. Fun fact, bone burns to ash at 1500 degrees. And this basement is designed to double that, so they won't be finding you among the rubble. Deep down, I always knew it was a facade. It lasted a lot longer than I expected.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how.
4.9 liter V8, he said. 0 to 60, and I'm about to find the fuck out.
What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Come on, Davey. Please turn that shit down.
I'm buying this place.
What?
That's my offer.
Holy shit.
Well, hold on a minute. I get a say in this.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Pop, don't. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into this place.
Charlie, sit your ass down.
Listen to your father.
Right now.
Okay. Sit down. Breathe. Breathe deep, okay? There you go. That's it.
But what am I gonna do?
I don't give a shit.
Deal. Now get out of here.
Three unidentified bodies were found dead in a suspicious car accident last night on Route 34. Authorities are still trying to figure out the cause and if anyone else is involved. If you have any information on this accident, you are encouraged to call the
Старик убил наших и исчез. Что будем делать?
Собери всех бойцов.
Hutch, fucking with that batshit crazy Julian, but that's a whole other level of recklessness, man.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah, of course, right. And getting yourself shot, that's gonna solve everything.
Yeah, they came after my family. They came at Dad.
I know. Who the fuck you think helped Pop clean this shit up?
I've got a plan.
You got a fucking plan? Listen, Hutch, I'm not coming out of hiding to save your white ass.
Star.
Mr. Mansell.
Hey.
Enjoying your meal?
Yeah. I came for the show.
Cute. You have some nerve to be here like this.
Yeah, maybe. What say you and I have a moment?
Уйдите все.
Now, on the one hand, there's a long dormant piece of me, now awake, that wants so very badly to play this out. The other, more reasonable piece of me, what's left of it, would like to end our little tete-a-tete right now. What's done is done. After all, we can both rebuild, right?
Right. Wait. Rebuild?
I burned it. All of it.
What all?
Everything you have. Had. Everything you had.
My art.
I'm shocked!
You should have seen it go up. It was something. I mean, this doesn't make us even. Because after all, you came to my house, which you know you don't fucking do! The last I saw, he was still breathing. And based on what little I know of the man, that's probably more than he deserved. Now, you could come after me. And if you succeed in taking me down, well, you're still obligated to refinance the entire op shack, which begs the question, can you? Do you even want to? I've heard that you want out. What better time than right now? Let's both quit. Right? You got a nest egg. I mean, besides for what's still smoldering. So, get some work done. Maybe open a tiki bar in one of the lesser-known Caribbean islands and live your life far from me and mine. Think it over. I'll be nearby.
Archie! Remember when I said don't do nothing stupid? Because I wouldn't come save your white ass? So here I fucking am! Now!
Dad?
Son! Get in there!
Wow.
You brought a lot of shotguns.
You brought a lot of Russians. You know, I tried the retirement thing.
I enjoyed it. Sleeping legs, breakfast, walk around the quad, lunch, nap, sleep. But God damn it, Archie. If I didn't miss this shit.
Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Prepare for takeoff.
Had you just stolen the object, we could have found a way out. But to burn it all down!
I got emotional.
No, no, you got stupid, Mr. Mansell! And your family will pay the price!
What's he doing?
The fuck you doing, man?
Everybody dies. Some sooner than others.
Just a bit excessive. But glorious.
Glorious, my ass.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that don't sound too good.
Yeah, get out of here. All right, I got this.
Yeah. Well, Archie, you both got what you wanted. And I got shot.
Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you right back.
Becca, it's me. I owe you everything. My life before you was... Well, you know. Thanks for letting me pretend I was someone else. If you give me another chance, I'll try to get it right this time. I love you.
Who the fuck are you?
Me?
Me, I'm nobody.
That ain't much of an answer.
Trust me. Answer enough.
That's rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are.
Right this way, we've got the beautiful dining room. The walls used to be a lot darker, but it's been recently renovated to have a brighter look.
Well, baby, look at the light.
And as you can see, the previous owners were foodies who valued the kitchen above all else.
La cucina.
La cucina molto bella.
Custom-built cabinetry, granite countertops, high-end stainless steel appliances. Sorry. You name it, this kitchen's got it. And with that, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Another life. Go ahead.
Thanks.
The pond.
The private pond.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Hot cheer.
Thanks. Does this house have
a basement?
Tell me again about that guy you saw on the stairs.
It was three guys, Pops. Three.
Really? I still don't believe
it. Well, it still happened.
Why can't we just fly there?
With this luggage?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.